Time for a look at Australia's real estate with our expert, Charles Tarby from Century 21, the owner and chairman and Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate. Charles, good morning to you.
Good morning, Luke.
Okay, Charles, got a question for you. If you are desperate to get into the housing market, and let's talk about first home buyers. A lot of first home buyers may be resident in buying a complete dump and putting some time into renovating. What are your thoughts on how low should you go? I mean, is it still a good thing to buy the worst house in a good street? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, look, in certain areas now, it doesn't matter anymore because, I mean, where I live in the Blue Mountains, there's all kinds of different houses next door to each other. And if the area is sought after, nobody seems to care. So the worst house in the street is probably, it's probably where you're going to get the best deal and get your best chance to upgrade. The biggest issue, of course, in upgrading, Luke, is you've got to really be on your game when you're buying something that's below standard or needs renovation, because so many things can be wrong with it. And if you don't get that right, you could be in for a very, very bad ride.
There was an interesting article on the telly yesterday by Kirsten Craze, and she says, unrenovated properties fell out of favour post-COVID as construction costs soared in the wake of supply chain woes coupled with a shortage of tradies. Now, there is still a shortage of tradies. So if you buy a dump with the plans on renovating it, you might be stuck with having to do most of it yourself. And there are so many home renovation shows on TV. Some people might feel tempted if you can't get a tradie. What are your thoughts? Obviously, you can't do the electricals yourself, and I wouldn't want to even do plumbing myself. But what are your thoughts about trying to do it yourself?
I think in today's world right now, because there's so much struggle out there in the building world of getting not just tradies but getting material, that I think at the end of the day it may be difficult because a lot of the tradies have still got a lot of work. So if they're going to do another job, they're probably going to put the price up at a higher rate to sometimes turn the people away because they're too busy. So I'm not sure it's a great thing right now, Luke, because I'm still having difficulty myself in what I'm building in getting material and getting tradies to turn up to get the work done. They're very, very busy people. And I think that it would probably be very costly. Like you said, you can't do electricals and plumbing or anything of that nature. And the home shows that you watch, they make it look so easy, but they've got all these people on tap.
Yeah, the bloke we bought our house from, and this was, can you believe it, 18 years this year.
Well,
he admitted he watched way too many home improvement shows. And the things we are even still discovering today that he shouldn't have done are causing us grief. I know. Anyway, look, a recent Hipages consumer study showed that more than a third of homeowners intend to renovate in the next 12 months. And they're happy to spend an estimated spend of under $3,000. A quarter intended to spend more than $10,000. I don't know what sort of renovation you can get for $3,000. But it is difficult when there is a tradie shortage.
Yeah, you probably get the front steps and the front door for that, Luke.
Yeah.
That might be about it. But you're right, there is a shortage, but there is a shortage of product. And as I say, we've been involved in home show renovations over the last couple of decades where shows have gone to air, et cetera. And just watching couples and the way in which they renovate, it's not something I'd feel comfortable with. There's a lot of corners that can easily be cut that will show up later on. So buying something and renovating yourself rather than buying something that's renovated by somebody who's unlicensed might be the best go, because you might find trouble with something that's a dump, but you might also find more trouble with something that's been renovated badly. And when you peel the plastic off, mate, on the dashboard of your car, you know, all sorts of things will show up.
So what's your advice? Buy a dump, do it up?
My advice is to try, particularly now, is to try and buy in the suburbs, in between suburbs. And what I mean by that is you always hear about different suburbs that get record prices. I've always mentioned to people, try and buy in between those suburbs. There's these quiet little suburbs. Like if you think about Sydney, Summer Hills in Sydney, it used to be one of those suburbs that was in between other suburbs and not that attractive. Even if you look at Redfern, it was a suburb that people didn't want to buy in. Now you can't get in there. And so my recommendation, if you can, is you'll find a cheaper buy in a suburb in between suburbs that people talk about.
Yeah. Charles Tarby is with us, the owner of Century 21 Australasia South Pacific, Better Homes and Gardens. Charles, auctions over the weekend, how are we looking?
Yeah, not too bad. Same amount as pretty much last week. There were, you know, 1,985 last week and 1,952 this week. But the clearance rate, so if you talk just the preliminary, now these are, you know, what people from CoreLogic might get from real estate agents who come forward after their auctions on Saturday and Sunday and present their numbers. So the preliminary results for Sydney is still high, 74.3%. And the standout again, and this happened a couple of weeks ago, is Adelaide, 87.8%, with a decent number of auctions, because Adelaide wasn't or didn't present a great number of auctions, like you might see in Sydney or Melbourne, but their proportion is quite high. And so 87.8% for Adelaide, which has traditionally not been an auction state, is very, very good. And even Brisbane at 77% preliminary clearance rate. So they're all doing remarkably well. And if you look at the average across the country for all of the major capital cities, it's 72.7%, Luke. So it's still happening out there. It's still happening.
It's still happening. Good on you, Charles. Always good to talk to you. Thanks for the information, mate, and you take care.
Thank you, Luke.
Charles Tarby from Century 21. Quick look at real estate here on The Night Shift on Triple M.